Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
So in the last video, we were going back and enjoying again some of the masterpieces by some of the great lyrical geniuses of our time, Tekashi 6ix9ine and NBA Youngboy. But now I think we've got to get away from that and go to some music that that really cannot be defended. It can't even really be called music at all. And this is something that I do for you, not for me. So first, I want to share with you Addison Rae. She's the TikTok influencer turned pop star with dance moves that are so bad, I feel like I could emulate. I never would try to, but I could even do it myself. Let's watch that again. Now, if you follow this channel, you know that I am nothing if not completely plugged in to pop culture. In fact, that's what the kids always say. They're always saying, gee whiz, that Matt Walsh guy, he knows a lot about pop culture. I've heard him say it down at the skateboard park. So that's why today I'm going to review a new joint. This is hot off the presses. It's a new song from a woman named Addison Rae, who's a TikTok star turned pop singer. So she made the jump from posting 15-second mindless vapid content to posting mindless vapid content that's 2.5 minutes long. So it's a risky move. It's a risky play. We'll see if it pays off for her. Addison Rae's new single that all the kids are talking about again is called Obsessed. That's the name of the song. She posted a couple days ago. It's got millions of views, and it's making waves. People are excited about it. People are obsessed, you might say. Let's give it a watch. Here it is.
You turned our song down, baby, what for? You had lit candles on the dashboard. Red roses growing out of the door.
Okay, now let's pause it there for just a minute. We've got Addison on a motorcycle there, first of all. Now, this, in spite of the fact that nobody named Addison has ever actually ridden on a motorcycle in real life, that's a scientific fact. But what I really want to focus on are the lyrics. She says, "You turned our song down, baby. What for? You had lit candles on the dashboard. Red roses growing out the door. Want to say something you never said before." So, candles on the dashboard, lit candles on the dashboard of your vehicle. How is that even possible, first of all? And why? Who brings candles into their car? I can't imagine what would happen if we were driving along and I pulled out some candles and said to my wife, "Hey, baby, let's light these up and set the mood a little bit." She would probably call the cops is what would happen. So I do not recommend this. This is not good. This is not fire safety. This is not driving safety. So don't take this song that way. I'm a little bit confused already, but let's keep watching.
We were driving down Sunset. No one left fast cars. Passed by where we first met. Damn, we made it so far. Red eyes on the red light. And that just set the mood. You say you're obsessed.
Okay, so a few things to review here. Where to begin? First thing that springs to mind for me watching that is the dancing. Is that Now, I'm not an expert. Do we call that good dancing? Is that what good dancing looks like? That dancing to me seems mildly terrible. And it makes you appreciate maybe other pop stars who can't really sing, can't do anything, but they can at least dance. So when you see a pop star or wannabe pop star who can't dance, you realize what you're missing. This is like the bridesmaid 3 hours into the reception after 9 glasses of wine. That's like that level of dancing is what you're getting. Who am I to judge? I don't know. I don't dance, but if I did, I would look like a praying mantis having a seizure. So I guess I can't really judge too much. Still, you'd expect more from someone who wants to make a pop song. Was there no director for this video? Was there nobody to stop the camera and stop shooting and say, okay, hang on, Addison, listen, you look stupid. Let's try this again. So they didn't have anyone to do that. But second point is the lyrics, okay? Lyrics, she says, we were driving down Sunset. You know I love fast cars. Passed by where we first met. Damn, we made it so far. Red eyes from the red light, and that just set the mood. You say you're obsessed with me. So I took a second and said, me too. I'm obsessed with me as much as you. Say you'd die for me, I'd die for me too. And if I lost you, I'd still have me. I can't lose. When you say that you're obsessed with me, me too. Now, I just made that sound better through my performance, I think, than it really deserves. You're obsessed with yourself. That's the message of the song. How is that something you want to announce to the world, that you're obsessed with yourself? You might as well make a song bragging about your toe fungus. This is a repulsive trait that you should not be proud of. Can you imagine someone saying this to you in person, maybe like on a date or something, and someone actually said that to you? Maybe you ask them, you know, what they're into, what their hobbies are, all those dumb questions you have to ask on a first date. And they say, well, you know, I like hiking. I'm a big music fan. Mainly, I like myself. I'm obsessed with myself. I got to tell you, I am obsessed with myself. That's called being a narcissist, Addison. It's not attractive. It doesn't make you an interesting person. It doesn't make you confident. It makes you seem totally pathetic and sad. I feel sorry for you, especially with the dancing. Especially when you're dancing like a damned tropical bird. On top of saying you're obsessed with yourself, it's pathetic. There's nothing attractive about this at all. If you feel like you're not getting the respect you deserve in life, well, that might be because you don't have a title in front of your name that forces people to respect you. And here's something that you could get. You could get established titles, your very own proclamation like I have, declaring that you are a lord or lady. And you have this and you will gain the respect you deserve. I guarantee you, all you need is this 1 square foot plot of land in Scotland. And Established Titles is a project based on a historic Scottish custom where landowners are referred to as lairds or lords and ladies in English. In your title pack, which I hold in my hand here, you'll receive at least 1 square foot of dedicated land on a private estate and an official certificate with a crest. Your certificate will include a unique plot number with which you can see the exact location of your land. With this certificate, you could officially change your name to Lord or Lady, and you can get it on your credit card, your plane ticket. So this is like a legal name change. I am legally, officially Lord Matt Walsh. Lord best-selling children's author Matt Walsh. Established Titles is having a great limited time sale, so go to establishedtitles.com/Matt Walsh to save 10% off today. And remember to use the discount code Matt Walsh or just click the link below. That's establishedtitles.com/Matt Walsh or just click the link below. Addison Rae. Yeah, that's... Now I'm remembering again, we watched that. She looks like she's the dance moves of everyone's drunken aunt, you know, at a wedding. That's basically Addison Rae. But she's a major star now, starting on TikTok. TikTok continues to be the source of, it's basically like a pipeline straight from hell into our culture. Speaking of which, even worse than that, we have Lil Nas X, who not only considers himself to be a musician, but also, you know, on top of supposedly being a musician, is basically a child predator. So I'm sorry I have to subject you to this, but let's watch this again. Today we're going to take a look at the song and video that has caused a stir in recent days. This is Montero by Lil Nas X. You may remember Lil Nas X. He's the guy who made Old Town Road, which is a quote-unquote country song that sounds a lot like the rough draft of a real country song that somebody wrote in 92 seconds on the back of a paper plate when they were sleep-deprived and drunk. What I'm trying to say is that the song sucks and has always sucked. And I tried to warn people about this when it first came out, but you all wouldn't listen to me. So you made Lil Nas X rich and famous as a musician, despite his near total lack of musical talent, despite the fact that he clearly has nothing at all to say or offer whatsoever. Now, here is the consequence. You did this to yourself. We're not going to watch that. I don't think we can make it through this whole thing, but we're going to watch as much as we can. This is Lil Nas X, Montero. Let's check it out.
I caught it bad just today. You hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles at my face.
Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough to f*** with me tonight. Looking at the table, all I see is bleeding white. Baby, you living the life, and you ain't living right.
Cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, don't be here to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can.
Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like,
Okay, a couple of thoughts here. First of all, artistically speaking, the song is trash. A lot of very expensive visuals went into this video, but underneath the glossy packaging is a song that sounds entirely indistinguishable from about 50,000 other songs. If you heard just the melody and some of the lyrics, you would have no idea who made the song, because it could have been made by any of about 600 different pop artists. This is the musical equivalent of canned food. You just pull it off the shelf, pop it open, here, and here's another song, sounds just like this, served right up. Ah, but hang on, you say. See, this is different. This is totally unique, because whereas normally these songs are vulgar and sexual, this one is more vulgar and more sexual. You see what he did there? He's a true pioneer, this guy. He listened to modern pop music, and he thought to himself, what if I did exactly that, but made it slightly dumber and cruder? A true moment of artistic inspiration. I mean, this kind of moment, it's the kind of moment that Michelangelo must have had when he conceived of the Sistine Chapel. And it was this inspiration that led to lyrics like, and I quote, "I want to sell what you're buying. I want to feel on your ass in Hawaii." The man is a poet. You can't deny that. And by poet, I mean that he has the writing talent of a sixth grader scribbling curse words in the back of his math textbook. Okay, now we're gonna skip ahead a little bit, because I can't watch this whole damn thing. I can feel my brain shedding brain cells in protest as we watch this. So we're going to skip ahead a little bit until we get to this part right here. Watch.
Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way.
I was watching that video. I kept thinking about this article that I just saw online. Scientists announced that there's not going to be any asteroids to threaten the Earth for the next 100 years. There's not going to be any. We don't have to worry about any Earth-destroying asteroids for at least the next 100 years. And I watch a video like that, and I think, well, that is such a disappointment. You know, that's devastating news, because that was our way out. It's a damn asteroid. Well, there you go. You thought we'd get to the new year without me talking about Lil Nas X again, but I had to squeeze it in at the very end. And so there you go. You're welcome. I hope you can take that into the new year. And I hope you enjoy this trip down memory lane. See you next year.